In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If I have ever heard your confession, you know that I make a point of asking about whether or not you have been reading the Bible. And the reason for this is that for you to really understand the things that we speak and sing about in our services, you have to know the Bible. There are many Protestant churches that call themselves Bible Church, but the Orthodox Church is the real Bible Church. We read a lot more of the Bible in our services than any Protestant church that I've ever seen. And it's also the church that was the means by which the Holy Spirit inspired the Bible to be written. And it was the church that was inspired by the Holy Spirit to canonize the books of the Scripture. And it was also the church that was inspired by the Holy Spirit to preserve the Scriptures in terms of both the text and the meaning of the text. So why was it that the church went through all this effort if it wasn't for you to take seriously the Scriptures and to study these things and to come to know the Scriptures? St. John Chrysostom admonishes people to study the Scriptures at home and to get copies of the Scriptures at a time when buying one Bible would have taken a working man about 80 years to have purchased if he didn't take a day off and never spent a dime on himself. And yet he held those people to that standard. They should at least get parts of the Bible so they could read it at home. What excuse do we have when we have Bibles in such abundance that it doesn't cost us a penny in many cases? We can read it online for free. People give away Bibles. Most of us have plenty of Bibles. So the lack of access to Scripture is not the problem. It's just the discipline and the willingness to do it. If you know the Bible, the gospel reading that we heard today has meaning, but if you don't know the Bible, you just heard a long, boring list of names that don't mean anything. But St. Matthew began his gospel by connecting the life of Christ to all that had gone before it in the Old Testament. The Bible begins with the book of Genesis, and that means the book of beginning. And the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis are all about why things are the way they are. How do we get into this mess? First, you have the creation, then Adam and Eve in the garden, where they're both naked and unashamed, being clothed with the glory of God and in constant communion with Him and lacking in nothing. But then in chapter 3, we have the fall, and Adam and Eve were then naked and ashamed, and they hid themselves from God, and God called out to Adam, "Where are you?" He didn't ask that question because he didn't know where Adam was. He was asking that question because he was trying to get Adam to think about where he was and how he got there. He had been clothed with glory and in constant communion with God. He had everything that he could possibly need, but because he disobeyed God's command, he was expelled from paradise and estranged from God and estranged from his fellow man. And what follows in Genesis chapter 4 through 11 is a whole series of subsequent falls. The first murder, the violence and perversity of the human race, the flood. And then chapter 11 ends with the beginning of the life of the prophet Abraham. So St. Matthew is highlighting in this genealogy two important figures of the Old Testament: Abraham and King David. David was an image of Christ, and his kingdom was an image of heaven. Abraham was the father of faith. He was the means by which God began to reveal himself. And really, you could say that the rest of the Old Testament, and you could even make the case that the rest of the Bible altogether, consists of the story of Abraham and his descendants in faith. The genealogy ends with this summary. It says, "So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations." From Abraham to the time of David, Israel was a tribal society with tribal rulers. From David until the Babylonian captivity, Israel was under kings. And from the captivity until the time of Christ, they were under the rule of the high priest. But we see the big epochs in Israelite history that led up to the time of Christ. But what St. Matthew is saying in his gospel is we're about to begin a new epoch. There's something big that's happening. At each stage, the faithful in the Old Testament in the past were prepared for the coming of the Messiah, which was foretold all the way back going to Genesis chapter 3 with the account of the fall. And now Christ, who called out to Adam in the garden, "Where are you?" has come to seek and to save fallen Adam and his children. If you don't bother to read the Bible, it's going to be difficult for you to understand these deep truths, let alone to believe in them. But Christ has come to restore us, not merely to the state that Adam was in before the fall, but to an even greater and more exalted position in which we are seated with Christ in glory and rule and reign with him for all eternity. Christ knew where Adam was when he called out, "Where are you?" He asked because Adam did not understand where he was or how far he had fallen. Christ calls out to us today, "Where are you?" We need to consider where we are and where we ought to be. And if we want to know how to get from where we are to where we should be, we have a very large book called the Bible that we can read. And St. Justin Popovich says there's no spiritual question that has any meaning that you will not find an answer to in Scripture. There's no spiritual problem that you will not find an answer to in the Scriptures. It's just a matter of you taking the time to read it and learning how to read it, reading in accordance with the tradition of the church, reading the saints that comment on it so that you can gain their wisdom, but you have to read it to gain any appreciation for what it is the Scriptures are saying. These are where the answers are. This is where the spiritual nourishment that we need will be found, in the Scriptures and the writings of the fathers and the saints of the church. So we need to seek out what these things teach, and if we do so, we'll find the way to paradise. Amen.